Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Good, good. Yes, fine. Thank you.
Yeah, changing seasons.
It is, isn't it? It's quite chilly. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't quite got to the point of putting the heating on yet. I should do, but I just put an extra layer of clothes on.
Well, of course, nobody's going to get their allowance anymore, so just put more jumpers on.
Let's not go there.
No,
Let's
right.
not go there with that one. Yeah, things coming up because we're seriously into October now, middle of October. Halloween is on its way. Now, it's one of those things you either love or you don't. From where I'm sitting, it looks like it's taking over from what used to be firework night, but
seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you get lots of knocks on the door, which is a peril for some dogs. You've got the peril of chocolate treats. There are other things that go with it that really you shouldn't include your dog in, really, I suppose, if I'm
Well,
right.
again, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because it's good for the dogs to accept people coming to the door, but if they're all dressed up and look a bit scary, if you've got a rescue dog like both you and I have, sometimes it can put the wind up them and they could bark. And then obviously, if a dog is very, very nervous, you've got the fear of biting. I mean, any dog can bite, so, but, and you could say, well, my dog's never bitten, but if in the right circumstances, if they're really fearful and they can't get away. So I think the thing is, don't push your dog to see all this that's going on. If they're a fearful dog, let them settle and go to their own space in the house. But if you've got a dog that's quite a cheery soul, you could, if you think it's safe, go and take the dog to the front door. But I'd always make sure it's on the lead and make sure that a small child or whoever these people are doesn't suddenly stick their hand in the way of your dog with something chocolatey on the end of it. That's for me. Thank you very much. So, yes, it's good and bad. I mean, it's the way the world's going, but be careful. And they drop things. People drop things all over the place. So if you've got dogs that tend to be very quick at picking things up, do make sure that, when you go out of your house, that there's not a load of old treats all over the place being dropped somewhere that your dog picks up, because, as I say, they're very quick to do that. And not so much as it a moment in the mouth, a lifetime on the hips for a dog, but it's more about a moment in the mouth and then a quick vet visit
A
at,
quick trip to the vets, yeah.
yes.
The other thing with this, of course, is with Halloween and trick or treats, is it's okay and it's fun if you want to take part in that. There are lots of people who don't, and there are lots of dogs who are quite happy to welcome people to knock on their door, but there are others. I've got one of them. Who, if somebody knocks, only got to walk in the front gate, never mind get as far as the front door, and he's barking the place down, but then he runs away. So, I mean, not worried about him sort of doing anything at the front door, but it's just a case of it makes him agitated.
Exactly. We've got one at the moment, and almost the slightest bit of wind beyond the gate, and she's up and making a, a bandits are outside scream. I found that if you tend to open the gate, she's inside and she can see, she's happier. I think it's not knowing what the noise is about. It's this disembodied voice or nose noise or wherever it's coming from. Sometimes if the dog can see it, you just got to know your own dog. I put my dog on the lead and just stand with her so she can watch it. I don't really say anything to her. Don't chastise your dog because they're doing, know the type of dog you've got. Have you got a dog that barks a lot? Is that in the breed type? Is it a guardian dog? Is it an alert dog? All these things. So don't chastise them, but you can either redirect their attention to getting to do something else, or again, you could stand calmly with the dog on the lead. I think the lead is a great asset to the for the owner because it just gives that connection between you and the dog.
Problem is with the barking thing is that it's the dog's home. They live there. The person knocking on the door or coming in to knock on the door is quite random and quite unknown to the dog, and also won't know if there's a dog there or not. And if they hear the dog bark, will not know necessarily that that dog is actually frightened and run away, and will actually sort of be on edge themselves.
Yeah, again, all of that's difficult. Try and get your dog to understand the command that that's enough so it doesn't just keep barking. So all the dogs really want to know is that somebody's got the situation, and that's the job of the owner to say that I've got this, but the place is under control, thank you. We don't need you. You can stand down because you've told us there's somebody there. And I think also if somebody on the other side of the door hears you say that's enough and your dog stops barking, they're probably more comfortable. You'll never get your chocolate in otherwise,
No. We get it all year round, though, with the delivery drivers. They always get a nice, archy welcome. But that's another matter. The other thing to do with Halloween is pumpkins. You mentioned something about pumpkins.
Yes, marvellous things, pumpkins, apart from the fact, obviously, if you can be bothered, you can carve them. But we had a lovely one once. At, we normally at class, if we're running when the pumpkin, when the Halloween thing is on, we put a thing out and say, bring your dogs to class, you can dress them up and there's a prize, blah, blah. And somebody actually carved one of the pumpkins with our logo on it and put a light in it. It's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was. Needless to say, they won, obviously.
not anyway, biased at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. But yes, pumpkins are amazing because they're a food, obviously, apart from the carving bit. So the food we can eat and make whatever you want to make things out of, soup and pie and such, but good for dogs. Pumpkins are, pumpkin flesh is good for dogs. Don't buy it sort of already done, and because it might have seasonings and salts and sugars and all sorts of things in, so get your own and do it. But bizarrely, it's good for both constipation and diarrhea. There's a thing, hey. So who knew that?
Okay,
amazing, well, isn't it?
It's either one or the other, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, but it's good, it's good for gut health and such. But and the dogs do actually like it. It's a nice, you know, there's lots of things you can go online and buy pumpkin powder and all sorts. But this time of year, you just, you know, they're out there now, aren't they? It's a lot cheaper. And you can buy it, cook it, freeze it. So you've always got something, you know, in your freezer that if... Yeah. If that situation arises with your dog, out you pop and go and get it. And that's
handy hints, number 32. get a pumpkin for your dog and share it with your dog. The other thing, of course, is not just Halloween. A few days later, the even more scary thing for dogs, fireworks. Well, for some dogs anyway. I had a dog once that actually used to love to go to a firework display and would sit there and just look up at the sky and watch these bangs and things go on and nothing at all. Other dogs, of course, when they hear the faintest thing of a bang or a firework, are under the table, sort of making all sorts of noise. Difficult.
I know. That's the thing, actually. This is the thing that gets me, puts me in a white old what's it, because we've had dogs for so many years, and over the years, none of them have ever really lifted an eyebrow with fireworks, but we've got some now that do, and they're quite undone by it, and it makes me quite savage, really, to think that none of it's necessary. All these, I mean, the pretty lights, fair enough, but the noise. I mean, the noise has got louder and louder. Our lovely chum, your number one fan, has to put Gary Barlow on at full strength for her little dog. And then he settles. But even so, you know, there's only so many times you want to listen to Gary Barlow in a year. So I'm sure every day is fine for a lot of people. But anyway, the dog likes it and it does settle. So she's got that sorted with her dog, and he's getting older. And as they get older, the hearing's not as great. So things don't trouble older dogs so much if the hearing goes. But if they're old and stressy, they can then get more stressy, because, you know, everything gets a bit heightened. We've got a middle-aged lady who is so worried by fireworks to the point she absolutely quivers, and she's beside herself, drooling, quivering, and they can get really unwell with it. We would recommend that you use something like Rescue Remedy, build that up to the time it's coming. Play, you can get lots of music now and such online. You can get the sounds of the fireworks that you could start early and play it really quietly and build up like that. But, do you know, they know the difference. You could have firework music on all time, all year round, but you put a proper firework outside and they know that. But it's the smell, it's everything, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, with Nuka, I mean, she'll just sort of take to her bed and just shut her eyes and go to sleep, and that'll be the end of it. She really won't bother about it. But Archie, yeah, he will be fretting a bit. He'll be barking, running up and down the stairs, barking. really kind of just puts him out a little bit, and I wouldn't want to take him anywhere near a firework display. The problem for me, though, is the randomness of this. Yeah, I get the fact that you get big firework displays, and I don't think anybody's got a problem there. It's the ones that are celebrating in September or in December that decide that they want to have one of these giant fireworks boxes. And the noise they make continually for about 15 minutes, completely unannounced and at random times. You know, it can be early evening or it can be quite late at night when, you know, people are really celebrating.
But exactly.
It's a problem. It's a problem for dogs. And if you don't have a dog, it may be quite difficult for you to understand just how tricky this can be. But if you have a dog or you're the owner of a dog that has an aversion to fireworks, you're going to be quite cross, aren't you?
Yes, it's a whole other thing. Having said, you know, these are the first ones we've ever had. We had the situation recently that very short notice, and there was a huge do virtually outside our lounge window in the field opposite. Most unnecessary. So many people, the noise. I mean, the whole house was lit up. And our poor little, one of our girls was just, as I say, shaking. And the other thing is, if they get very distressed, the other things that they can do, if they shake a lot and drool a lot, you've got maybe a stone kitchen floor, that's then covered in drool, then they can fall over and knock their jaw. And these are all sorts of accidents that, you know, can happen just through the stress of witnessing something else. What we did find was, which was quite useful, we did take her for a long walk earlier in the day, so she was tired whilst all this was going on. But even when they're tired, you know, their anxiety will overshoot that. It did sort of help a tiny bit. The rescue remedy helped a tiny bit. You've got things like thunder shirts, which is a fabric thing that you'd buy that for the dog to wear, like a tight T-shirt that is like swaddling, and that can help. You can also, the other thing is, if it's your own dog and that's all you have, just the one dog, have another dog in the house that is immune to all this, and that can settle your dogs. And over the years, we used to have other people's dogs to stay, knowing full well that our dogs were all settled, and it would calm their dogs down.
Yeah.
Especially chums that lived in Lewis when that all kicked off. But I
that's
do think
a tradition.
It's,
I mean, everybody knows.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the point. The point I'm trying to make here is that with the organised fireworks things, you know they're going to be there. You can take the precautions for your dog. But it's the ones that aren't scheduled, that just happen quite randomly, that can quite unsettle your dog.
Yes, and there's nothing without, you can't prepare, can
no,
you?
No. So the thing is, I suppose the message is, if you're having a private fireworks display, can you at least let your neighbours know that something's going to be going on? So that if they've got dogs, they can actually prepare and, you know, make sure the dog is okay.
Yes, because the other thing is, you know, getting them out for wee's and poos.
Yeah.
You've got to get all that done before it starts. So you need to know when it's going to start. And obviously then you need to know when it's going to end. Because we've had this situation where one of our dogs has been in the garden and a bang went off earlier than predicted, and they'll just go to ground somewhere. So, but I would suggest you put your dogs on the lead and take them out for wee's and poos in these situations as well, but obviously not whilst anything is going on. But as you say, the ones, you know, and we all get that there's these big events, but it seems to be constantly now.
Yeah,
they're out there, aren't they?
They are, but you know, hopefully at some point somebody will actually work out quite what the best thing is to do. The thing we've been talking about most today has involved treats for dogs, and of course, the wrong treats can do their teeth no good at all.
No, and that's the other thing at the moment: gum disease. With lots of people we're speaking to at the moment, I spoke to somebody the other day, and their dog. They were concerned because they'd got a little old dog and it needed some teeth extractions, but it couldn't have some teeth extractions because it got dodgy heart, so it wouldn't cope with the anaesthetic. And it was in a bit of pain. It was on a pain relief thing. And it seems to be a cycle. It seems to sort of pick up and then they seem to get it sorted and settle it down for about 6 months. So it's on a cycle thing. So I think they'll deal with it it fine. But they're saying that studies show that over 80% of dogs suffer from a stage of gum disease before they're 3 years old, which is shocking, isn't it?
How does that happen?
Well, again, it can be the food your dogs eat. It can be all sorts of things, really. It could be the types of dogs they are. Who knows? I mean, the Yorkshire Terriers are renowned for having bad teeth, because somebody was saying it's because they've been bred, and as they've been bred to be small, their teeth haven't. They said this was on the radio a while back, because they were doing this thing where they compare something like a dental type stick over and above a bone or something, and the overall opinion was that a bone is, and a good diet is better, but they were saying that the dogs of some of these tiny breeds, the teeth haven't reduced in size as much as the dog's jaw has, and so they're sort of too big, and it's that's all your big problem.
That's a breeding issue, isn't it? I've got to say, my two have one of those denty stick things every night. Other dog cleaning teeth cleaning things are available, of course, but they have one every night. They've got no problems with their teeth. Nucra, of course, about 14 and a half now. Still got a full set of teeth, and you really wouldn't want those jaws clamped around your hand or anywhere else, because she's got a perfectly good set of teeth.
Well, there, and the thing is to know that with any, if you use any of those, as you were saying, those dental type things, that they're equivalent, if you look up the calories in them, they're equivalent almost as much as a complete meal for a dog.
So really?
This is what's happening. I saw a little dog the other week, and it was a young dog. It was having one of those every night.
Yeah.
And this little fellow was as fat as butter, and they couldn't quite understand. And I said, well, look at the amount of carbohydrate and stuff that's in that little thing that you're giving it at night, and you won't be surprised then that you're giving it almost as much as another meal in calories again. So you have to then offset it. So that's the other problem.
I'm going to go and look at this now.
Yeah,
maybe stop thinking, because I say my two, they're actually very good things for their teeth. I hadn't looked at the calorific value, so I must go and do that. They also have dried dog food as well, so that also helps with keeping the teeth reasonably clean.
Again, you know, it all sticks on the teeth. Some of the best diet is obviously a fresh diet, and bones and chicken necks. And even one of the people on the radio, it was a vet, was saying the things like that. Because these... The sticky ones, I mean, you know, it depends what you want to do with your dog, but I would always go fresh. But it does, you do suffer the calorie intake if you go down that road. But then even signs to look out for with your dog's got difficult teeth. They have difficulty picking up food, obviously. Gums start to bleed. They got loose teeth. It can be blood in the saliva, or the water bowl, or on the chews. You often find that, again, if you remember with puppies, when their teeth are going and they're coming out, because they would do as puppies, but that's when you think, oh, there must be a loose tooth because there's a bit of blood on that toy. But again, you can see it again later with your older dogs when they've got, you know, tricky teeth. Strange noises when eating. Well, that sounds like most of us, doesn't it? So we've obviously all got dodgy teeth. But and the other thing is, you do see, and friends of ours, their dog was doing this a lot, and that was pawing at the mouth and face and dribbling, because it, you know, it's painful. So it's always good, the amount of people that actually don't look in their dog's mouth. You know, you've got bad breath, but also if you get bad teeth, the other side of it is it creates the other problems further into the body. So you then can get a bad heart. That's the, sort of like the extreme version. Bad teeth, bad heart, bad heart, sort of dead dog, really. So it's so important that you look after your dog's teeth. I mean, if you want to brush them, go and brush them.
Okay, so we've dealt with the teeth, we've dealt with the Halloween and the winter stuff, the fireworks. The only thing left to say really is chocolate, no for a dog. We've mentioned it a million times before, but it's always worth mentioning again.
Oh, God,
with trick or treat. Keep the chocolate away from your dog.
Just give it to the, yes, just give it to the humans. It's not that good for us either, but we like it. But don't, yes, with
Wendy's
your dogs,
taking all donations as
I
well.
Am.
So if
I
you
am.
Have any spare, send them to Wendy, courtesy of me here at Susie Radio. Wendy, for now, thank you for talking to us. Go and enjoy your fireworks and your pumpkin. And we will catch up with you in a month or so's time. For now, Wendy, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.